The Crusades weren't all pillaging and plundering. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College, and today on the Academic Minute, Greg Bell, assistant professor of world history at Winthrop University, explores the day-to-day life of medieval crusaders.
With the U.S. economy recently showing signs of recovery, people across the country are starting to go back to work. In fact, there is a long-standing tradition of a strong work ethic in the U.S. I study the medieval crusade movement, and the concept of a work ethic is certainly not associated with the crusaders, who are often perceived as unruly and violent, reacting to events haphazardly as they unfold. I have been curious to learn how people manage their time on these expeditions. In my research, I have found that while Europeans occasionally turned to violence and boorishness, this was not the norm. Rather, crusading pilgrims often set goals and worked hard to ensure they achieved them. Indeed, those who went on the First Crusade managed to organize and march an enormous and diverse army thousands of miles into foreign hostile territory and capture the well-fortified city of Jerusalem. Far from being chaotic and disorganized, the Crusaders were calculating and careful in their plans. During the First Crusade, a Christian chronicler named Albert of Aachen described how pilgrims made licentious by inactivity and the need for food did not listen to their leader. Idleness and concerns over food led to contempt and violence. In response, the crusade leadership was careful to maintain order and discipline and to keep moving toward Jerusalem, which was their clear goal. They contacted the rulers of the lands they intended to travel through in advance and made sure that upcoming cities were prepared to offer markets where they could obtain necessary supplies. Rather than conflict, money exchanged hands. As they traveled, violence did occur, but it was often to achieve a military objective. The ideological ends aside, it says a lot that the Crusaders were able to work together and succeed through hard work and perseverance.
That was Greg Bell of Winthrop University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change.